Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Then Jesus, filled with the power of the Spirit, returned to Galilee, and a report about him spread through all the surrounding country. He began to teach in their synagogues and was praised by everyone. When he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day, as was his custom. He stood up to read, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." And he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed on him. Then he began to say to them, "Today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of each of our hearts be acceptable to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. The prophet Jeremiah warned that unless Israel repented and turned back to the Lord, invasion and desolation would result. The people failed to heed the prophet's words, and as Jeremiah had prophesied, the Babylonians conquered the nation, destroying Jerusalem and the temple and taking the people in exile to Babylon. The middle section of the book of Jeremiah is often called the Book of Consolation, for it promises that the time of restoration would come, the time when Jerusalem would be rebuilt and the exiles would return. The books of Ezra and Nehemiah tell of this time of restoration after the Persian Empire conquered the Babylonians. Cyrus, king of Persia, permitted the exiles to return to Jerusalem and rebuild what had been destroyed by the Babylonians.